that's brilliant.
It's been tidier. So that's the ring that's in the National Museum now.
Brilliant, yeah.
In the main entrance hall there, where they've got the Pilazzi
figure. Yes.
There's a ring in there. It was found. Near a fan, but not on it.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've seen that right enough. Oh. Piece of pottery, isn't it?
Yeah. No, Wilm splinters for a while then, which is what they do.
We seem to have leapt forward several thousand years. Bomb splinters.
Aye, that's for the air. So,
well, you could
you found them about.
Of course, yes. Uh-huh.
When a dog with bombs and splinters, you don't think the thing would get up flying about.
No, indeed. That's quite horrible if that was propelled at you. Aye. Indeed. Yeah.
Because the bombing at the Brig of Waith, they dropped bombs the whole way along through Stennis.
Right. So there must be quite a lot of bits and pieces like that about, and they still seem to find the odd thing lurking about.
Yes, there was a smoke bomb in one day.
I think Orkney got bombed because of the troops, or did it just get bombed because they were dropping their bombs in there? Oh, there he is, yes.
We only got bombed very early in the war because they put up the barrage.
I remember his son Neil was the caretaker at the St Magna Centre, and I remember suddenly dawning on me one day who he was.
Yes, it's odd, isn't it? You see the baby and you don't think of them as adults. Yes, he's a sort of fourth cousin of Dad.
Oh, right. Because I just thought that was a bit of living history too, one day when it just dawned on me.
Yes. Aunt Margaret Leask was living at Quays, the other side of Stennis, and she talked not long ago about being up playing with her sister and them seeing... Was the first sign, Dad? Was it the tracer bullets going up? You could see over the hill. And so they were to run for home, and her mother and Granny were in the buyer milk, and her father was off delivering eggs. So it was just them and her grandfather, and she could remember hugging her sister, sitting on her grandfather's knee, hearing the bombs falling, coming closer, and the oil lamp swinging on its hook, and her grandfather saying that the oil lamp fell, they'd have to run outside. And then she said, Craters, she said, what's the size of the sitting room floor? And the army coming out the next day to tack away all the splinters and so on they could find.
My goodness.
What do you think of that happening in places that's so familiar to you?
Indeed, yes.
And occasionally shells were fired up for the flower would land in the country, so one landed 300 yards for us.
My goodness.
Right. Yes, and there, this is more problem, wasn't it? Father-in-law, because they'd aim at the Broch of Derness and sometimes fall short.
So it must have been quite unnerving, that.
But we're talking in the eggs, and I'd have added to the Italian ring, as you said, we're kind of changed the subject a bit.
But that's okay, we explore a whole lot of things.
With army camps, then, Dad, you're talking about the war? With the army camps in Stennis?
Well, there was Wath and Durmiston and... And there, what do you call it? Was it choir?
What was the choir one?
It's out when the border of Harry Road, up Stony Hill Road, where the caravan is, at the picnic site.
Oh, the picnic site by the Harry
Law. Oh, that's all.
Oh, yes, you used to see the chimneys still there.
There must have been some effect, all of these people, though, during the war.
Well, there was, 60,000, that's three times the population of Orkney was servicemen. A lot of the, in the flower, of course. But there was one serviceman who used to cook at the Wath camp, week or maybe looking for eggs, but he used to come up to us. He's an Aberdonian. But the point was, his cook would arise at like 3 o'clock in the morning to get breakfast made, which meant that his afternoon was free. He used to come up. If nothing was done, he just sat and read or something. That was blowing hair in each over, anything like that. He wasn't in. just in a sense to get away from the routine of the camp. But he was good company.
So it's the story of my grandmother on the other side, who was president of the WBS in Strumness, and was asked to teach this young chap to cook, because he'd been made cook a small camp in Orpha, and the food was just absolutely appalling. So this, she was trying to teach him some basic cookery, but then it stopped because some senior officer had gone to this camp and discovered what the food was like, so lined everybody up for the camp and asked them all what they'd done in civilian life, and one of them had been a cook.
He'd been a chef,
yes, but he'd wanted to do something different in the war, so he hadn't admitted to this, but he was sent to the kitchen immediately.
So did you have a lot to do with the soldiers?
Not that much. You haven't met them passing there.